Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
Amelia is ready to confess her crush to a virtual stranger. She does not even know his name.
He's not a virtual stranger, Jen. He is a stranger.
An actual stranger. Well, her risk of total humiliation. We'll see if it's worth the reward.
Okay, Amelia, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show. Are you ready to confess your crush?
I am, yes.
Who are we going to be calling today?
Well, I guess that's the first part of the confession. I don't actually know his name. See, I was grocery shopping the other day at Kroger, and there was this guy, and I'd seen him throughout the store a little bit, you know, and then he happened to be checking out in front of me. And I just thought he was so cute, and I'm like, you know, kind of staring at him and all this stuff. And then, lo and behold, he forgot his Kroger card. So the checkout lady asked him for his phone number, and I had my phone out, so I just wrote it down, you know, like texted it sort of to myself. And
hold on, Amelia. What?
Yes.
Is he in your contacts? Is hot Kroger dude guy or something?
It is Kroger crush. That's what it says.
That's great. So, Amelia, when you guys are like seeing each other throughout the store, did you say hello or make eye contact or like chat up about Rice-A-Roni or what?
No, because I saw him, like, you know, it wasn't like we ever crossed carts or anything like that. It was like, oh, there's a cute guy in the produce section. And then later it was like, oh, there's that same cute guy at the end of the aisle, or, you know, it wasn't.
Yeah.
I wasn't really thinking about it until he was right in front of me at the checkout stand. I was like, this has to be not a coincidence, you know? Like,
yeah, you followed him right into the checkout line. How could that be a coincidence?
Well, I know it's weird. I get that it's weird, but that's kind of why I'm too scared to call him myself and say this. So it felt like you guys maybe could help me.
Yeah, if you're scared to do it by yourself in the privacy of your own home, do it on the radio.
We can soften the creepiness a little bit.
Yes.
Okay, so what was it about him that you were crushing on so hard that you're willing to put yourself out there like this?
Oh, he was just, you know, really good looking. He was tall and he was fit. You know, I could tell he was toned, at least in his arms I could tell that. And he had brown hair and really deep brown eyes and just, you know, good looking guy.
You know, Amelia, speaking for all men, we are more than just physical specimens.
No, you know what? And I know that. And that was the other thing, is that he got avocados and cheese puffs, which are two of my favorite things. And who the heck else likes something, two random things, and would have those as staples in their cart? Like, I just felt that has
Amelia,
to be
you look in his cart. You are a stalker.
You can tell a lot by somebody's cart.
You can tell a lot by people who commit felonies.
But, y'all, come on. You can admit you've looked in somebody's cart before and been like, oh, what you having for dinner?
Well, Amelia, what happens now is Jen calls, we call the dude up, right? And I'll ask him if he's single and stuff. And if he is, Jen, all she's going to be able to say to him today is, you're hot. Like, that's all we know about
and
him.
He has a great selection of groceries and snacks.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Once we connect you to him and you confess your crush on him and you say, hey, I'm the random stranger, Amelia, that was behind you in line at Kroger, and, like, he's going to have to just basically sign up to a blind date.
I mean...
Or what if he remembers you, too?
That would be, like, a fairy tale, right? I mean, just... Amazing.
That would be destiny in the deli department.
Exactly.
All right, we will put you on hold, and we will call this mystery man, see if he is single, and if he is, if he wants to know who has a crush on him.
Yay. Fingers crossed.
And then it'll be all on you to Tell him that you're a stalker. All right.
At the very least, we can find out for Amelia what his name is so he doesn't have to be Kroger Crush in her phone.
There you go.
Hold on, okay?
Okay.
How are you even going to open this conversation, Jen?
You're the one who's going to talk to him first.
Oh, yeah, that's right. How should I open this conversation, Jen?
You should just be like, hey, man.
Good luck with that.
That's what I'm going
to
do.
So you have to.
Should I pretend to be from Kroger? Like, hey.
Oh, my God. That's actually kind of genius.
I'd like to talk to you about your coupon usage.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Is this Jason? Doug? Gary? Adam?
Ronnie.
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
Ronnie,
that's what I meant. Hey, it's Jeff from the Jeff and Jen Show calling, Star 94.1. Question for you, gonna sound weird. Are you single?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I guess I am.
Cool. Here's Jen Hobby.
Hey, Ronnie, thanks for taking our call today. We're actually calling with good news.
Okay.
We're calling because somebody has a humongous crush on you.
Really?
Really?
Really a crush on me?
Yep. She thinks you are good looking, tall and fit, and you've got the brown hair she's digging and the brown eyes, and she loves your choice of groceries and snacks.
My choice of groceries?
Yeah, so she's just got this huge, huge crush on you. Would you like to find out who she is?
Yeah, that'd be helpful to know who this is.
All right, so hold on a second, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back with you. Do we ask him to guess somebody now, or is it awkward enough?
I think it's already awkward enough.
Yeah.
So we can just skip Kelly's awkward question?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
I think we just go, well, here's how it works.
Okay.
Let's see, do you want to...
Hey, Donnie?
Ronnie.
Yeah.
So we'll be right back with you in 3 minutes, and we'll tell you, the person who's got a crush on you, we'll tell you who she is.
Okay, sounds good.
Cool. All right, thanks for playing along. We'll be right back with you in 3 minutes.
Confess Your Crush continues next on the Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
Confess Your Crush on the Jeff and Jen Show is in progress right now. And earlier, we heard from Amelia. She called us to say she's got a huge crush on this rando guy that she saw at Kroger. She followed him through the aisles and actually picked up his phone number when he gave it to the cashier. So she wanted us to call him and see if she could confess her crush to him. So, we've at least got a name. His name's Ronnie.
And he's single.
Yes, that's all good news so far. So let's pick up Ronnie and let the sometimes love, always awkward continue.
Oh, my God. Always awkward, definitely. All right, Ronnie, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here.
Okay. I guess at this point, we just connect him with the crusher.
That is correct. You got it right this time, Jeff. The crusher is about to reveal herself to Ronnie, who is the crushy.
Crusher, welcome to the show. The floor is yours for you to confess your crush to Ronnie.
Hey, Ronnie. this is Amelia. And so I know you don't know who I am. This is kind of weird. I know this is weird. But a few days ago, I was shopping at Kroger, and I saw you, and you were in front of me, and I just thought you were really cute. And it was taking you a while to check out, and you didn't have your Kroger card, and the lady asked you for your phone number, and I wrote it down.
Oh. Wow, okay, that's...
And now you're on the Jeff and Jen Show.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah. So that's how I got your phone number. And anyway, yeah, so I just thought you were really cute and wanted to see if you wanted to go out on a date.
Wow. I definitely, admire, someone taking initiative like that. I mean, it's kind of cool. Yeah.
Amelia.
Yeah, definitely.
Amelia, tell him about the snacks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's kind of so you had avocados and cheese puffs in your cart, and those are two of my own staples. So I just thought that was sort of... I mean, it wasn't just like you were super cute, right? There was kind of a little bit of a clincher, but I don't know if I would have shared that over the radio, because now I really do feel like a stalker, but, honesty is the best policy, I guess.
I'm sorry, I don't remember you from the Kroger, so I don't really know what you look like. It would be really kind of helpful if you sent a picture of yourself to my phone, so that way I could kind of see what you look like. So, before, I agree to a date or anything.
That's fair. Right. That seems fair. Hang on, I'm just...
Yeah, that'd be cool, right?
Through.
Have you ever felt more pressure to pick out a good...
I know, are any of these any good? I'm looking right now.
Because, Amelia, I want you to understand that if the picture you send doesn't meet his standards, not only are you not going to get a date, but you're going to have to find a new grocery store because you can never go there again.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Have you sent?
Yeah, I just...
Did you send it?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on, 1 second.
I feel like I'm eavesdropping on some weird high schooler's Snapchat conversation.
Me too.
You are very lovely, but I think you might not really be my type, honestly. Just the whole writing down my number at a grocery store randomly like that was kind of weird and just a little bit off-putting now that I think about it, now that I've had time to process it and everything. So, but, you seem, nice, though, and I think I'm going to have to say no.
She's not really your type, huh?
Yeah, just not my type. Everyone has types and, just stuff that works for them. And I just don't think this particular, in this particular instance, this works for me.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's no fun. I liked you, Ronnie, all the way up until then.
Well, he was honest.
Oh, he was, yeah.
So... Is there another Kroger nearby, Amelia, that you could...
I don't know. I guess, maybe I'll have to look around and see if going to a different one. Or I don't know, maybe I'll go to that same one and the real thing will be better than the picture and he'll change his mind.
Who knows? Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. But cool. Thanks for your honesty. I appreciate it.
No problem. Hopefully I'll... see you around Kroger.
Yeah, and I will definitely delete your number until you may or may not give it to me on your own.
You probably just maybe let this one go, Amelia?
Yeah.
So what else is going on? You guys, talk about anything else on your show?
All right, Ronnie, we'll let you go.
All right. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Sorry, Amelia.
That's okay. You got to put yourself out there and roll with the punches. So.
We always say it on our show, you got to risk it.
To get the biscuit.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no biscuit this time, but maybe next time.
He should have gone out with her.
He was totally honest, though. Why waste anybody's time?
I think it was superficial and come on. He said he was single and willing to date. Like, don't you think he should have said yes and just go? Come on.
Why would you waste everyone's time?
So you think it's okay? I don't know. It seems superficial to me. Come on, dude.
Alicia and Alpharetta.
Yeah, I feel so bad for her. It's like she wouldn't stop going with it. And he was like, oh, I'm being as nice as I can. Can we hang up now?
Yeah.
I just think it's...
Well...
The phone lines, Jen, are starting to light up, so maybe people agree with you. I appreciate his candor, his honesty.
All right, 404-263-0941. Team Jeff or Team Jen here. Superficial.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
It is sometimes love and always awkward. You just heard Amelia confess her crush to Ronnie, a total stranger. She didn't even know his name, just picked up his number when he gave it to the checkout lady at Kroger.
Julian Ackworth, sometimes love, always awkward.
Oh my gosh, that was by far the most awkward one I have heard on your show. And I listen every Friday. Oh my gosh, I feel so badly for her.
Me too.
And, you
Me
know,
too.
I mean, but I feel like it was a good thing that she put herself out there, like she said. But then also, he just seemed a little superficial to me. So I'm just being honest.
Thank you.
Oh, he wasn't.
Thank you.
Nothing.
Totally superficial. He was up. He was game for it. He was up for it. And then he saw her picture and was like, nah.
He wasn't game for it.
Rude.
He entertained the thought, and then he saw her picture and realized that that's not what he's into.
Rude.
Ashley in Dallas.
Hey, so I think it was he acted like he was into her just so he could get her number and go put a restraining order in.
Martha in Stone Mountain.
I just wanted to thank Ronnie for being a cautionary tale to my 11-year-old son. Could he have possibly been more shallow?
No.
Thank
How?
You. So shallow.
What? Okay.
Because you asked him when we first called, like, hey, are you single and available
right.
to date? And he's like, yeah, sure. And then it was like, okay,
was
cool.
All-
and then
it was all-
I am.
I mean, his superficiality got in the way of destiny.
No, what? No,
it could be forever.
No.
What's one picture say about somebody?
What? She saw him in the grocery store, and she had an unfair advantage.
She did the same exact thing. She doesn't know anything about him except that he likes to use coupons.
But I thought you would be
and guacamole.
In support of her, Kelly Cheese, because she's bold and putting herself out there and
Girl,
risking it
I
to get the biscuit.
That. I love that. And there's nothing better than a hot man in a grocery store. I
yes.
will follow him around. I will. But let me tell you, if he tells me I got to send a picture to make it fair, I'll send a picture. Maybe she just didn't choose a good picture.
Maybe she
Well, it was on the spot. She had to pick one fast.
Maybe she needs a waxing.
She what?
Got, maybe she got a unibrow.
A little mustache, you
yeah.
think?
5 o'clock shadow.
Go so see. I definitely applaud her bravery, but I'm not hating on him.
Steven, she should have sent somebody else's picture.
Super.
Steven.
That would have been hilarious.
Steven and Norcross, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm totally Team Jen on this one.
No!
He immediately saw the photo and just went, no, thank you. I'm good.
I mean, come on. You can't do that.
Oh, my God.
If you're open enough to come on the radio...
It's
and allow
same...
a stranger to confess her crush, then you got to be open enough to follow through with it, not be a jerk.
It's the same thing she did, though.
If what do you mean?
What if the greatest guy in the world right now is at Kroger, but he doesn't meet her physical standards? She'll never approach him. She only got this guy's number because he's a smoke show.
And because he said his number out loud.
Right, which has led me to realize I need to just give my number, like write it down and show it to people because I don't need chicks hit me up.
P.S. You're married. It's okay.
I know, but I'm stunningly attractive.
It's hard for women to resist. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Look at all this.
Oh, I mean, Kelly, can you blame them?
Rubbing his nipples right now.
Sean in Lawrenceville, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, this could all be summed up in one easy thing.
Yeah.
It was the crazy hot scale. she wasn't hot enough to be that crazy for getting this phone number in the phone.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sean.
Is there a direct a mathematical equation here?
Yes, and you're a woman, so you're not going to find out what it is, but yes, there is. It's algebra. It's why boys learn algebra. It's hot squared over crazy to the third power. Minus willingness to do things. You come up with a number.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.